Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Faithfulness. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Everybody likes to think, I'm faithful. You can count on me. I'm trustworthy. I'm faithful. But what's the reality? The reality is that faithful people are not everywhere. Well, I didn't know he was going to have this much fun with this. But this is it. This is it. I'm going to stay with it. You know how we do. Is everybody faithful?
No.
In fact, and you see as we go further, you see this thought repeated again and again and again. Apparently, really faithful people are rare. Rare. They're not everywhere. Everybody's not reliable. Everybody's not trustworthy. Not everyone is faithful. You can't control them. What you can do is make up your mind.
Amen.
Come on now, you can make up your mind that with God's help, you are going to be one of the faithful ones. You are going to be one of the ones that'll hear, well done, good and faithful servant. Well done. Come on, close your eyes and see yourself standing there. See yourself standing before the Lord Most High. He called your name. Tom, Keith, Susie, Betty, Bobby. Well done. He's talking about your whole life on the earth. Well done. Well done. Good and faithful servant. You were faithful to me in your life over a few things that I gave you. Now, be ruler over much. Come on in here. Enter into my joy. The joy of the Lord, the eternal joy. Well, it's okay to think about the reward and the joy and the ruler over much for about that long, but then we better get our mind off of that and get our mind on being faithful.
Amen.
Right? Because that's what qualifies us for all that. Faithful. Faithful. A lot of people say they're faithful. But he said a faithful person who can find. What does it mean to be faithful? Let me give you the definition that we talked about last time. But we're going to go further into it. If you look up the words, the word faithful means trustworthy. To be trusted. Or reliable. If a person is faithful, you can trust them. If a person is faithful, you can rely on them. You can count on them. Somebody say reliable.
Reliable.
You can trust them. You can trust them. In studying this and thinking about this, I saw you can reduce this definition to one word. What is faithful? What is faithfulness? I can tell you in one word. God. God is faithful. Everything that you ever wanted to know about faithfulness, you see in Him. And if you want to be faithful, you want to be like Him. Say it out loud. God is faithful. Say it again. God is faithful. Say it again. God is faithful. Faithful. Faith, I mean, I won't take the time, but I got whole pages of verses where it said God is faithful. God is faithful. He's the faithful creator. He's the faithful high priest. He's just and faithful to forgive us of our sins. Jesus is the faithful witness. Faithful, faithful, faithful. Say it again. God is faithful. Faithful. What does He expect of us? To be faithful. In other words, He's faithful to us. Can we trust Him completely? Can we rely on Him every time? What about the other way, though? Can He trust you? A lot of times people don't want to talk about that. They think, well, no, all of us fail so miserably. And, you know, they want to leave the impression God can't count on anybody. That's not true. God has people He can count on. God has people He can rely on. God has people He can trust. God has go-to people. When He needs something done, if He deals with 40 people and nobody will obey Him, He can tap this one on the shoulder and they'll do it every time. And that's why some people keep getting other people's blessings. Some people keep getting used over and over and over again because others are not obeying. And it's sad. You got this in virtually every church in the world where you got a handful of people that are overworked and a bunch of people doing nothing. Now thank God we're not like that here. We got a lot of people involved. A lot of people working and serving the Lord. But, you know, we'd be kidding ourselves to act like we got 100%. Or even close to it. Well, the people that are doing nothing, are they being faithful? To what? Faithful to what? Well, I'm faithful to work at my job. Okay. I'm faithful to my family. Okay, that's great, that's good. What about the kingdom of God? Should we be doing something with the kingdom of God? Something. Should we be faithful? Does it matter if it's a big, important job and everybody knows it? Or is it important, no matter how small it may seem, if it's for the kingdom, if it's for Jesus, is it important? Somebody say faithful.
Faithful.
Say it again, faithful.
Faithful.
Tell me in one word what faithfulness is.
God
is faithful. Now I want to mention two things to you this morning. Have you got the time?
Yes.
That God is. That helps you to see what faithfulness is. We're going to go on as time allows us. But these two things, man, if you didn't get anything else, but you got these two things, it could change your life forever.
Amen.
Number one. God is faithful. How do we see His faithfulness? How do we know what faithfulness is? God is always there. You can't be faithful if you're not there. Right? Can you be a faithful mother and you're never there? A faithful daddy. You're never there. A faithful leader, but you're never there. A faithful helper, but you never show. How many understand, no matter how hard a worker you think you are, or what kind of skills you think you've got, if you never showed up, if you were supposed to be there and you didn't show, that's unfaithful. Right? Being faithful is being there. I know that sounds simple, but it is so important. It's such a big deal. How many know God is there? He said, don't turn there, but just listen. I'm going to read some of these to you. Matthew 28:20. He said, lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. The New Living said, be sure of this, I am with you always. The Easy to Read said, you can be sure I will be with you always. I will continue with you until the end of time. He's always there. Somebody say faithful.
Faithful.
Faithful. Turn to Hebrews 13. Hebrews 13 and verse 5. What kind of, if an employee is faithful, how could you know it? They're there. Always there. When they're supposed to be there. Right? What about a faithful church member?
Always there.
Always there. What about the people that just don't show? Always something else going on. How many understand the enemy will bring something up if it'll knock you out of going? You know, folk that came in for this meeting, for the Branson Believers Victory Campaign. Could you have stayed home?
Yes.
Did anything come up?
Yes.
Phyllis and I sometimes just shake our heads. We'll have people tell us, you know, I'm coming to that. The Lord told me to be there. I'm going to be there. So we, you know, even sometimes help make preparation for some people and do some things. And they call, you know, the last minute. I can't come. Johnny stumped his toe, and you know the dog's got a bad case of fleas, and I can't come, and we got to change oil in the pickup, and boy, there's a lot of weeds in the tomatoes. We're gonna have to get them, get out the weeds. Now you're laughing, but do you know what I'm talking about? And we just shake our head, especially as the meeting goes on and we are hearing life-changing revelation that we know they needed to hear. They were supposed to be there. They were supposed to be getting that. Why aren't they there? Unfaithful. And why can't the Lord give them more? Why do they go 5 and 10 and 20 years and they still don't have much? I'm not just talking about material things. I'm talking about anointing. I'm talking about revelation. I'm talking about being used of God. If you're not faithful with an instruction to go to a meeting, you wouldn't be faithful with the church. Right?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, God is Faithful, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R611B. That's R611B. And the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.